Welcome to the first edition of Daily News on Cross River Watch, where we bring you the happenings of the day. I am your host, Jonathan Ogba. On the news today, Anglican Bishop blasts Ayade over uncompleted project. APC writes INEC over Cross River North Senate candidacy. Federal lawmaker Daniel Asuko gives reasons for defection. To the news proper, the controversy surrounding the emergence of Honorable Martins Orim as the candidate of the All Progressive Congress APC in Cross River Northern Senatorial District for the 2023 general elections is far from over, as news has emerged of the party writing the Independent National Electoral Commission (INEC) informing the electoral umpire that Mr. Orim withdrew his candidacy. Hence, the need for a fresh primary to be conducted on Friday, July 15, 2022. Reports had suggested Governor Benedict Ayade of Cross River State, who lost out at the APC presidential primary, had asked his former chief of staff to write the party and withdraw his candidacy in line with the Electoral Act 2022 as amended for him to emerge. We'll take a short break right now. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Now, in a follow-up to the letter from the All Progressive Congress to INEC over the senatorial race in Northern Cross River, the state chairman of the party, Alphonsus Eba, has called for a meeting of stakeholders in that senatorial district. A statement signed by the party spokesman in the state, Erasmus Ekwang, says this is in preparation for the fresh ward delegate elections, which is slated for tomorrow, Wednesday, July 13, 2022, across the 51 wards that make up the zone. Meanwhile, the defections that have greeted the outcome of primaries across the state and the country is far from over, as the House of Representatives member representing Akanfa-Biase Federal Constituency, Honorable Daniel Asuko, has confirmed his resignation from the People's Democratic Party, PDP, after over 20 years. The third-term lawmaker and former Akanfa council boss, in a letter dated July 8, 2022, to his ward chairman, cited the pursuit of narrow and sectional interests by a group of persons, the party's refusal to endorse power rotation, and the exclusion of his constituency in the micro-zoning of positions as the reasons for his resignation. His letter was silent on which party he is defecting to. However, a photograph of him at the Labour Party Secretariat has surfaced online. Also, the Bishop of the Calabar Diocese of the Anglican Communion, Reverend Nnoye Egbe, has rejected the Muslim ticket of the All Progressive Congress APC for the 2023 presidential polls. The APC's presidential candidate Bola Ahmed Tinubu had, earlier this week, announced Senator Kashim Shettima, a fellow Muslim, as his running mate. And the clergyman said that the church absolutely does not, will not, and cannot accept a Muslim or Christian ticket. He called for Nigeria's secularism to be respected, as no one has more rights than the other, and accused the current administration of thriving on lies. In a similar vein, Reverend Nnoye Egbe has blasted Governor Ben Ayade of Cross River over uncompleted projects scattered across the state. The clergyman, while speaking at the second session of the 11th Synod of the Diocese of Calabar, said the governor raised and dashed the hopes of Cross Riverans and expressed concern that the next administration may not complete this project. And to education, the Vice Chancellor of the University of Calabar, Professor Florence Obi, has assured that her administration will strive to complete the abandoned project in the institution with the support of the Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TEDFUND. The Vice-Chancellor made the commitment when she led the Pro-Chancellor, General Martin Luther Agwai, retired, and other council members on an inspection tour of projects in the institution recently. That is it for the premier edition of Daily News on Cross River Watch. For more news, visit crossriverwatch.com. Like and follow us on our social media channels on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Jonathan Ogba. See you tomorrow.